Yeah, if it hasn't improved by then, I would say we could do something about it. But honestly, it's not bad. It's not a big deal. I'm gonna take this stick next, and I want you to close your eyes so you can feel that this is very dull point, very soft. I want you to close your eyes and tell me when you feel me touching your face with this. Okay? Right, close your eyes. Good. 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 No numbness up here either. That's good to hear. Gonna take a quick peek in your ears. Trouble hearing, are you? I said you're not having any trouble hearing, are you? That was my fault, I mumbled. I just want you to open your mouth next. I just want to take a little look inside. So go ahead and open. There's no soreness in the mouth. Good. Yeah, this looks a lot better. Especially after surgery, we had to put the tube down your throat. A lot of people actually complain when they get out of surgery that their throat hurts. Yeah. And I have in my notes that you did have a tube, so I just wanted to make sure that that was all back to normal. Are you swallowing fine, eating fine? Good. Good, good, good. All right, so let me just go ahead and get ready to send you home with some things. Now, something like Mederma is going to be very good for scarring. What you can do is follow the instructions on the back just to make sure that you're doing it correctly. But you can do this up to 3 times daily for 8 weeks on new scars, and at least 3 times daily for 3 to 6 months on existing scars. But so give this a try. Up to 3 times a day. Make sure that you note that this is a 30 SPF sunscreen as well. But what you do is you just get a little bit on, I would do it on a little cotton pad here. And this can go right on your scar. I just put a new gauze and bandage on you, so I don't wanna mess that up for you. And then, if you're having any extra swelling or anything like that,